Nazir Perik Gimel Mishnah Base 3:2. Since in the previous Mishnah we said that b'di'evet, if a person does his tiglachas tahara, his haircutting at the end of his naziris, on the 30th day instead of waiting to the 31st day, which is what he should do l'charchila, but even on the 30th day if he cuts his hair and does the process, then he'll be yilti b'di'evet, fulfilling his obligation of naziris. So that gives rise to a few interesting, like, kind of what if questions, and that will be the topic of the next couple Mishnayos. So the first what if is, what if he does two naziris practices, nazirios, back to back? So as you saw previously, if one has multiple obligations to be nazir, so the second one begins immediately upon ending the first one. So the question is, what happens if a person cuts his hair now early, like on the 30th day? So what will that mean for the second hair cutting? So the Mishnah says inside, Misha Nazar Shtei Naziros. If a person committed to being a Nazir twice, many girsos have what would be proper in modern Hebrew English today, which is Nazirios, like that's how the Yerushalmi has it. So Misha Nazar Shtei Nazirios, he has two Nazir commitments. So what should he do? L'chadchila, Megalech Aser Rishona Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. The first Tiglachas Tahara should happen on the 31st day, once he's finished 30 full days. And that 31st day will also be the first day of his second Naziris period, which will go on for 30 more days, ending on the 60th day. And therefore, the proper time to do his second Tiglachas Tahara is Vesashnia Yom Shishim Ve'echad, on the 61st day. Fine. That's all l'chachila. But what about if he cuts his hair early b'di'evet, says the Mishnah? V'im gilach es harishona yom shloshim. If he cuts his hair doing the tiglach ha-tahara on the 30th day early. So then we said that's here's the yotzi b'di'evet. Now that would mean that the clock starts ticking there on the 30th day for his second naziris. So if day 30 is the first day and day 31 is the second day, it'll mean day 59 is the 30th day. So therefore, l'charchila, what he should do is, after day 59, meaning on day 60, he should do his tiglachas tahara. That's what he should do l'charchila. That's what the Mishnah says. Megalech es hashnia yom shishim. He should do his second haircutting on the 60th day. But he actually could rely on the same leniency b'di'evit of mixas yom kukulo and do it for the second one as well. Vim gilach yom shishim chaser echad. If he does his second haircutting on the 59th day, so the first haircut was on day 30, and then the second one was on day 59, even though he's like, l'chachili, he should have done his second haircutting all the way to 61, he's basically cut a day off of each one effectively, and yatza, at least b'di'evit, he's yotzi, on day 59. Now that might sound like a very big chedesh, you sort of can save almost, you know, 2 days, if you do two naziros back-to-back instead of just one. So the Mishnah says that's how it is, and in fact, v'zo edus he'id Rabbi Papias, this is exactly what Rabbi Papias testified about, giving edus to the Chachamim. Al Misha Nazar Shtei Nazirios, someone who took on the commitment to be a Nazir twice. She'im Gilach Es HaRishona Shloshim, if his first Teglach HaSatara happens on the 30th day, Megalech HaSashnia Yom Shishim, he is supposed to, L'Chachila, do the second one on the 60th day, Vim Gilach Liyom Shishim Chaser Echad, but if he does the second haircutting on day 59, Yatza. He's still yotzi b'di'evid, sheyom shloshim olalo min ha-minyan, because day 30, even though it was supposed to be entirely belong to the first naziris, actually can also count, since he did the haircut on the day, as the first day of his second naziris period, so he can actually get away with doing his second haircutting on day 59. And that would be the halacha.